What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Brought to you by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball, because fundamental development starts with focus. Find them at focusbaseball.com.
This is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. And you know what that music means. Our Milwaukee baseball insider, writer for Forbes Sports. He covers the Brewers every day. He is Mr. Drew Wagner. Drew, good morning.
Good morning. I'm wondering where my invitation was. Apparently, my nomination for the Hall of Fame must have got lost in the mail.
Who'd you nominate?
I gotta talk. Me!
You nominated yourself?
I assume someone did, and Lanny must have just, like, lost it in the file somewhere because, you know, you think Hall of Fame, you think Wagner.
Did say that they have some people that have been voted in but just have not been able to, you know, accept the award. So I'm thinking you're one of those.
That's probably what happened.
Yeah. Too many fences to fix.
Hats off to what Brian Lanny and the game have done with that Walk of Fame. Like, I'm from Milwaukee, like Mitch. I grew up here, and I remember going to Bucks and Admirals games at the old arena, and I remember when all of those plaques were basically just hanging in the lobby of the box office and main entrance there at the arena. And I lived downtown when they were building that Walk of Fame and making the transition, and it's awesome. Like, if you've walked past, you're probably going to a game.
Yep.
But if you've never stopped to look at some of the names that are on there, like, Wisconsin sports history is really rich.
There are some
legendary names.
Yeah.
Check it out sometime. Give yourself an extra half hour to walk through and read all the plaques. Like, it's really phenomenal. Hats off to Brian Lammy and the gang. And, you know, one of these days, I'll see my ugly mug hanging up there.
I totally agree.
Mason, do you know, like, what artwork or what picture they're basing your plaque from? Like, how that works?
I have no clue.
Okay.
Yeah. And I didn't ask the questions, you know? I like going into these things a little blind.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, all right, I'm going to enjoy it like everyone else.
I just hope they hang mine in the men's room. That's what I want. Nice. Hang mine in the men's room.
I think you do, like Han Solo, have to get frozen in carbonite, and then they take that face off.
Is that what's happening tonight? Yeah. Do I do like a face imprint?
That'd be amazing.
That would be awesome.
That would be.
Let's do that.
All right, so Drew Wagner, what better way to respond to losing an 11-game winning streak, losing 1-0, than getting 973 hits in a baseball game? And just everybody, every starter getting a hit, 17 hits, 10-2 win. What a statement for the Brewers to make yesterday.
Yeah. You know, 973 hits, 11-9 runs. I mean, that was impressive. That is, we have talked time and time again about the way that this team just responds. That was their calling card last year. You know, never lost more than 3 in a row. This year, you know, they got knocked around early on, but they've been able to respond. Every time they get knocked down, every time they take a punt, they respond. And yesterday was probably the biggest one yet. Because, listen, there's no shame in losing 1-0 to the Mariners. There's no shame in costing an entire city beloved free burgers. Not bitter. Totally not bitter.
No, but none of us are, right?
Right. And you still come out there and you absolutely lay the wood on your opponent, a very good opponent too, might add. That to me says, well, this is a good team. This isn't luck. Don't look past us. We're for real.
I totally agree. I mean, if you look at this, the box score, and it's okay. They were tied in the second inning 2-2, and then just shut the Seattle team down. And it's so weird because, like, the game before, like, that has to be one of the first games this season that I can remember that low of a score, like a 1-0. Like, it just doesn't even, like, it didn't even seem right. Like, whenever I was, like, you know, tracking that, I'm like, what is going on right now? How do you think that happened?
Well,
you know, as opposed to where their bats are, and, like, obviously with the rebound that they had yesterday.
And to that point, before you answer that question, Drew, I believe the last time they were shut out, which was like June 8th by San Diego, was also a 1-0 game. So if you're gonna beat this team,
yeah, you're gonna
you better shut them out.
You gotta shut them down.
Yeah, listen. momentum is as good as your next day's starting pitch. It's a cliche. It's a time and true adage, but it's accurate. You know, you can be the hottest team in the world. If you come in the next day against someone who's got it, they're going to shut you down. And it just so happened that day, the Mariners were able to shut the Brewers down. They had their pitching lined up. It was spot on. And let's face it, the Brewers were no slouch either. You know, one bad pitch to a guy who's hitting everything to the moon these days. Not a bad game at all. Yeah, it was a bummer, but not a bad game, not a bad loss. And then you go out and you still win the series. You can't win 162, but you can win a lot of series, and that's what the Brewers have to do.
Yeah, so who impressed you the most yesterday? I mean, I'm just looking at it, and it's like Bryce Durang had three hits. That guy has just been on fire. Originally, when I looked, I didn't think Yelich had a hit. Did they give him one late? Kind of after?
Yeah, I think it was a little swiver.
Okay.
Listen, Sparky asked me a similar question yesterday, like who stands out for you during, you know, this recent run over the last couple weeks, couple months? And honestly, it's nobody. Isn't one of those things where it's one guy carrying him on the back. You're getting a complete effort 1 through 26, and you could even say like 1 through 30, because they've been bringing guys up and down to plug holes here, and those guys are contributing. You know, that's the thing that makes this team really good, is they're not relying on one guy to carry the load. They're not relying on Christian Yelich to provide, you know, the big blast. They're not relying on Jackson Churio to provide the big damage. They're getting contributions from up and down the order. And I guess if something really stands out to me, I would say it's the bottom of the order guys. You know, those are the guys that are setting the stage and putting everyone in position.
Yeah. Isaac Collins.
So we're going to have to start putting some respect on Isaac Collins.
For because, sure. Yeah.
Listen, this dude.
I don't know. Mitch and Tommy have been, they've been loving him all, you know, for a while now.
He's a dog.
But I think Thunder, you put him on Thunder Watch, though, at one point, didn't you?
He was at one point, yeah.
Okay.
Thunder Watch. That's what happened. Heard that in a while.
Yeah. Yep. Thunder put him on Thunder Watch, and then he just, you know, he just responded.
He responded, right. Yeah. He got motivated.
Yeah, you motivated him.
Exactly.
Yeah, I appreciate you doing that. I'm looking at the pitching as well. And so Quinn Priester, I mean, what a dog. I mean, what an outing. And he went a little longer. He went seven innings. Yeah. And to only have two pitchers yesterday is actually probably exactly what this team needed, right?
Exactly.
Just like they needed to let that bullpen have
pitchers,
a day. Or have some rest.
Two pitchers going into an off day with a tough schedule coming up. That's huge. I mean, you're going in now. Let's face it. Everyone's looking at Monday, right? Everyone's got Monday circled on the calendar.
Mason Crosby has Monday
against
circled.
Miami.
Yep.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe make it an appearance.
Yeah, I might need to call in some favors and see if I can get some good seats.
Yeah. Listen, Monday is going to be huge. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Cubs in town. Obviously, the place is going to be jumping. But those three games against Miami are sitting in between. And this is something that we talked about going into the break 2 weeks ago. You're coming off that high of sweeping the Dodgers at home, and you're playing against a pretty awful Washington team. Perfect trap series. The same thing applies here. You're coming off a hell of a road trip. You're playing red-hot baseball. You've got your arch rival and the team you're in it with looming on Monday. But those three games against Miami, they may seem like a walkover, pushover, whatever you want to call it. These are big games. So you're going into them with a fully rested bullpen, offense that's clicking on all cylinders. These are must-win games. It sounds stupid to say, but these games against Miami are must-win games, because you drop a couple here, and the Cubs are playing the White Sox this weekend. You could be looking up at the Cubs rear end come Monday, so you've got to be ready to play Friday night.
Wow, you heard it right here. Drew Wagner, our Brewers Clubhouse insider, saying some must wins, which I feel like Drew doesn't say that all the time, especially here in July, where it's like, these are important games. And I totally agree with you. I mean, you're going into a weekend leading into playing against the Cubs, who are chasing you right now. And Yeah, these are going to be really important. So yeah, let's, Mason,
you beat the Bears, and you got the Lions coming up in 2 weeks, and you're playing home against the Browns. You can't overlook the Browns.
No, never.
Right?
No,
yeah.
you can overlook the Browns.
That is true. I mean, that may be a bad example.
That is. Don't overlook the Marlins. Win these games.
Yeah.
Like, focus. Yeah.
I like it.
That's something the Brewers have been really good at this year, and this goes back to Murph's mantra, the whole win tonight thing. Whatever happened yesterday doesn't matter. Whatever happens tomorrow, you can't worry about that yet because you have a hard enough job just winning tonight. And the same thing I always say, because people talk about, well, this should be a sweep or whatever. Well, you can't win three till you win two. You can't win two till you win one. So you focus on the one that's ahead of you. Unless, of course, it's the Cleveland Browns because, well, even God hates Cleveland.
Wow.
Wow. Well, that's a big statement. But, yeah, so looking at kind of the pitcher rundown, I mean – yeah, sorry, Marlins, but you know, like that just lined up really, really bad for them. I'm seeing that who they got, Peralta on the mound to start, and then you have Quintana, and then Woodruff to come off of that. So does that mean?
But every series is like that. Like that.
I know. Just, I mean, like the starting pitchers are just insane.
And if you don't get the top three, you're still getting. You're getting Miz in there. Like it is ridiculous how good the Brewers starting rotation is right now.
It really is. I mean, I just look at their stats and their win loss. Like, I mean, obviously this is a great baseball team and they're playing amazing right now, but those starting pitchers just give them that juice to allow them to do that. Like you said, like if they're not shut out, if they don't keep them from scoring runs, and we've said it all year, it's like, and the stats speak for themselves, right? When they get to four runs, they are relatively unbeatable. So it's like this bullpen, these starting pitchers have been exceptional. I am so juiced. I am hoping I can sneak to that first game against the Cubs on Monday, because that one's going to be epic. Let's talk about that series a little bit as Council's coming to town. All the booze, all the energy, all that excitement. What do you think that game is going to feel like on Monday night against the Cubs?
It's going to be a bleak show. I think is the best way of putting
it. Yeah, it is.
I mean, especially, let's face it, the Cubs probably going to have a pretty good weekend on the south side. I would say at least two or three. Although the Sox have been playing some pretty decent baseball lately.
But still, okay, but still.
Yep. Yeah. You figure the Cubs are going to win two or three. You hope the Brewers win two or three. I mean, this is going to be either tied or one game up or down going into Monday. You're playing your arch rival, all the Council drama, add in all the tension of the division race.
Let's go!
Add in the copious amounts of liquid that Wisconsinites will be consuming to stay hydrated in our hot temperatures. Yeah, it's going to be I feel a little bad for the security staff at the old ballpark. I feel like they're going to be busy on Monday.
We were talking about parking over there as well. So do you have a special parking spot? Can we just ride in with you if we end up getting to the game?
We do have media parking.
Okay, I'll need to get one of those.
We get bounced up. But I'll tell people this because I see the number of people doubling during games and then getting in their cars and driving home, and I think that's absolutely stupid.
I agree.
Go take one of the bar shuttles. I mean, there are so many bars in the Milwaukee area,
and they're in and out.
Free shuttle.
Really?
Yeah.
Does Pottawatomie used to have
a
shuttle?
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. Shuttle. We could just
go there.
Pottawatomie.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow. Save yourself some money. Save yourself some risk. Save other people on the road. Just take a shuttle. Get as cranked as you want. And get a safe ride home.
Perfect.
Say less.
We have a plan.
Done.
Yep.
I don't know how Tommy's going to get there, but.
Yeah, true. I have a question, actually.
Tommy's not invited.
I do have a question because I don't get to talk to you today or yesterday. Are we going to have to eventually see the Brewers switch up Brandon Woodruff, Jacob Mizrowski back-to-back so they don't just destroy every single bullpen arm?
Maybe. You know, that could be. We still don't know how they're going to use Miz the rest of the way.
Hmm.
You know, Sparky brought it up yesterday. I think there's some valid to his point, which pains me to say. because I never like to give Sparky credit.
That's fair, painful, fair, right? Fair. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see them kind of backing off Miz in certain games and saving his bullets for bigger outings, like against the Cubs. They have to be very careful with him. Splitting up Woody and Miz might, in the end, be the best thing, depending on how things track with Woodruff in terms of his innings and how deep he's going. You know, I think they're just being cautious right now, and they'll probably use Woody the same way that they're using Miz. You know, just be cautious with him in certain games. I think it helped with those two guys because you had the off day coming up. You could be a little more aggressive with the bullpen. But I think they'll take that into account. I think they'll take the schedule into account. I think they'll take the opponents into account. And they'll find a way to manage those guys and the bullpen the best way possible.
Man, you seem I feel a pep and an energy in your voice today, Drew, and I feel like
That's because on the project I'm working today on this street, there are five other projects going on in the neighborhood, and I have the best tools out of all the contractors on this block.
Of course. That's so good. Yeah. What else you got for him, boys? Y'all got anything?
No, just, you know, it's a day off.
I'm excited.
It's a day off, and you talked about it earlier. The day off after Priester goes 7, and we finally there was an APB out, right, Drew?
Yeah,
there was an APB out on Tobias Myers, and we finally found him.
When I heard on the radio yesterday that Myers was coming into the game, I actually texted Jack and Stupid Kurt, and I'm like, wait, I totally forgot that Myers is on the active roster. Yeah. I thought he got sent back out.
Tommy had brought that up on Monday, that he was on the roster and they're not even doing anything.
He hasn't pitched. He's just hanging out playing golf. I think I said, I hope he's a great golfer.
Yeah, so the fact that they got that pitching performance yesterday and a day off today, I know we've That's talked ridiculous. A lot about Uribe and Mears and
McGill.
Koenig, just like the overuse of some of these guys. Well, not just to get like the day off, which is the scheduled day off today,
Multiple days. Yesterday,
like they didn't even get up. Like nobody even had to get up.
So good.
Nobody had to throw the ball. I just love that they had that opportunity to just like rest and relax. Yes, you hope that they don't overuse them against the Marlins, because then the bullpen, not just the starters, not just the lineup, but the bullpen is ready for Chicago.
Yeah, and that's a tough lineup. But again, got to get through these next three games before you can even start thinking about Chicago.
Yeah, I think this weekend's really important. Just go out there, at least get win the series, like you always say, get 2 out of 3, and come back home against this Cubs team and just be ready to roll, because it's going to be tough. You know, however you want to look at it, they are maybe the two best teams. And I know Mitch loves power rankings. I was just looking at the power rankings. I mean, they have Brewers 1, Cubs 2 in those power rankings, and I feel like the baseball power ranking is a little interesting, because it's just like, aren't they just have the best records? Like that's kind of easy to line up, but they are playing some great baseball, and I cannot wait for these series to take off.
Real quick, Drew, who's your pick for the Alumni Home Run Derby tomorrow?
Ooh.
I'm riding the yo wagon. I'm on the yo train here. Yeah, I think he's good. I watched that dude take batting practice for however many years. And the guy can rake. I'm taking the sleeper pick. I was a little bummed to find out that Pato doesn't have they don't got odds.
They don't have a line for that.
They don't have action on it. Otherwise, I'd be down there laying some wood right now.
I've heard rumors that Bronny's actually been taking BP, and Bronny wants it.
I saw a video of it.
Yeah.
It looked pretty good.
Yeah, this doesn't shock me at all. Bron will come in and. I'm taking the O. I'm taking the O.
Ron pretends he's happy-go-lucky, and then when there's then competition, he's forget it. I'm all in.
You got to.
Yeah.
That's just how it works. I mean, I was taking BP last week for my softball game, so I'm ready to go.
Love it. Cannot wait. Drew, thank you so much for jumping on, and we'll catch up with you again on Monday to preview the Cubs series and, of course, look back at the weekend that was. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds like a plan. And Mason, it pains me to say this, considering your previous employer, but congratulations on a well-deserved honor.
Thank you.
Hope it goes great tonight. Hope your speech is good. Hope you don't cry. But, yeah, long-time legend in the state, even though it was for that team, and I'll begrudgingly accept that.
All right, nice. Drew, man, coming from you, I really appreciate that. That means a lot. I know that's tough for you to say. So thanks so much, man. And it's yeah, we're going to have a fun one tonight and look forward to chatting it up on Monday. Appreciate you, buddy.
Sounds good, brother. Have a great weekend.
All right, thanks.
That's Drew Wagner. Thanks to him for joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. And it's gonna be a fun one tonight. It's gonna be a fun one at the ballpark for sure tomorrow for that home run derby. Hopefully it's a good one at the ballpark all weekend long, and the Brewers take care of business against the Marlins. I know we're all looking forward to the Cubs on Monday, but you got to take care of these three at home against the Marlins first.
Yeah, exactly. It's good. It's good that they kind of have this. Like, they can kind of, you know, take it to a team here. Just kind of keep this momentum going. And yeah, I'm excited to see who goes out in this home run derby. My money's on Bronny. I mean, it's just like,
it's hard not.
He's got to be the favorite.
I just hope Prince gets hot. Because if Prince gets hot,
that would be awesome.
He'll hit like 10 in a row.
And that'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be great.
It's gonna be a good time.
Yep. Joel Klatt your buddy?
Joel Klatt, yeah.
Yeah. Is he your buddy?
Yeah, he texts me back when I text him, so that's good.
That counts.
I feel like that,
for guy, stuck in our show,
for guy relationships, I feel like that's pretty solid.
He's ducking the show, but so's the quarterback.
Yeah, he can't handle this heat, though.
The quarterback of the Steelers is also ducking the show.
Yeah, he just can't handle the heat, all the hard, heavy hitting questions that we throw at him. But no, he said he'll come on at some point, but he has his own thing he's doing as well. So we'll try to get him on. But I do want to talk about some of the comments.
He was a little mean to our Badgers yesterday.
He was just truthful. I didn't say that. So let's dive into that.
All right, let's do it. Joel Klatt had some talk about the Wisconsin Badgers football team. Let's get into that on the Mason Crosby Show, powered by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers.